This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so happy to be with you again today, and I really am. I feel so humbled to be in a position to be able to talk with you on the air. And I've said this many times that I don't know who's listening. You know, when you're in front of an audience on a stage, you see your audience and you can see how you're being received by how many coughs are happening, how many people are getting up to go to the restroom. You just see all of that. But right here, right now, you could be driving. You could be sitting in a room right now in the dark. And there is no light in sight. And you could be at this breaking point in your life that this show, the words that are being spoken, could hopefully change your life, change your direction. That's the goal. That's the hope I have in this labor of love called the Sue Free Show. This show isn't about me. It's the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. My passion is to help others, to serve others. My purpose is the same. We all have passion. We all have purpose. Sometimes we lack connection, which is the third part. And in the connection is where things happen. And whether it's a word, a smile, a hug, the smallest of things can make a change in someone's life. Somebody that seems like they're invisible, they feel invisible, like people look right through them. They could just feel like, why am I here? What am I doing here? What's my purpose here on earth? I can remember being there one time in my life when I was around 16, 17 years old, and I remember that. And the remember word, or the reword for today, is remember. And we're going to be talking about membership, because I was at a service on Sunday, and that's what they were talking about. And I thought, how wonderful is this message? Because we all want to belong, don't we? We want to belong. And church is a place where you should feel like you belong to a family, to a community. But sometimes, like even I was at church this last Sunday, and it was Mother's Day for me, and my children asked me to come and be at church with them. They're older. They're 28 and 30 right now. And they said, Mom, let's spend the Mother's Day together. Let's start at church, and then we can do what you want. And I wanted to go to the beach and just walk and talk and feel the sun in my face and the wind in my face. And that's exactly what we did. We went to Subway and had a inexpensive but healthy meal, which is great. And then afterwards, my daughter invited me to go to a community group that she belongs to, and it was delightful. We heard a testimony from a young lady, and it was just so wonderful to be amongst all of those people in that room. And what they were talking about is mission, having a mission for their community group, a vision for their community group. And part of the mission that they talked about was, you know, what makes community? What makes it what it is? What does it look like? What does it sound like? And what does, more importantly, what does it feel like? You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and the sister station of KPRZ. Welcome to the show today. And we're talking about remembering and membership, because I have to have a reword every week. And so it's remember. And the reason that's so important is God uses the least of these. He doesn't use people that have it all together, because I know that I don't have it all together. But yet the Lord has asked me to do this show, and I don't have it all together. You know, I don't know everything. I don't understand everything. Sometimes, I don't know if you can relate, but sometimes I'll respond and I'll go, where did that come from? Or why did I act like that? Or why do I feel that way? Because that person said that to me. There's some of you out there that are saying, oh, you know, I understand what you're saying. And other people, they get so busy, or they just kind of shuffle it under the rug, that they don't even pay attention to their feelings. Now, there's other people that go the other extreme, that their emotions kind of take over. And neither one of those are good. Neither one of those is what we want to do. Because what we want to do is we want to be aware of what's happening, and we don't have to respond on our feelings, but we have to take count of what's happening right here, right now. Because that's all we really have is right here, right now. Did you know that? That's all we really have is right here and right now. And are we doing the most with right here and right now? Are you? If you ask yourself that question, where are you right now and where would you like to be? And then how would you like to get there? When I was with my children yesterday, I asked them, I said, if you had all the money in the world and you had all the time in the world, where would you want to go and why? And that's a really interesting question. You know, some people, they're making a move in their lives. You know, it's like they can make a move. They can change cities. And not all of us have the ability to be able to do that. But if you did and you had the choice of anywhere you'd want to live, where would that be? And what's holding you back from doing these things? You know, think outside the box. Think about, you know, what you want and then work your plan and make it happen. If you're tuning in right now and this is your first time tuning into the show is called Sue Fries Show, the Sue Fries Show, spelt like fries. Sue Fries, spelt like fries, oneword.com. You can go to that website and you can get connected with me. You can tell me what you'd like to talk about or listen to, you know, subject matters that you would like to have addressed as far as scriptures that can back up a thought process. You can go on there and go to the Helping Hands, click on Helping Hands, and there's things that you can actually download, and they give you hope, they give you help, because that's what the show is about. And if there's somebody that you know that could benefit by the show, when you go to Sue Fries, spelt like fries, oneword.com, there's 3 years of podcasts on there that you can click on, and they have subject matter. They have people that have been on the show, guests that have been on the show, and dates to back all that up. So there's also videos on there. There's, you know, there's one where I'm riding a unicycle and I'm talking about the five love languages. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to get into detail. Just go to the website, Sue Fries, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and check it out. Okay. And to all those mothers out there, I hope your Mother's Day was as blessed as mine. It's just, you know, it's so rewarding to have your children grow up and find that they have a relationship with the Lord, wherever their walk is, but they have a relationship with the Lord, and that you're seeing, you know, your fruits happen. You know, you will know them by their fruits. And when you see your children and you see them thriving or striving towards the betterment of those around them, I don't know, it just touched me so deep. I just loved it. This morning I woke up and I stayed in bed. I wake up around 4 o'clock every morning. Why? I don't know. I don't have an answer. I just wake up around 4 o'clock, and for about 2 hours I'm usually checking emails and clearing my emails and trying to get on with the day and taking care of some business. But you know what? Something struck me yesterday, and I pray during the day, and I have a walk and a talk with the Lord during the day, and we're all supposed to do that. But today I felt, oh, how do I describe the feelings I felt today? And maybe you can relate to this, is I was so humbled about my day yesterday, feeling so blessed. My son washed my car. He came and helped me set up my sound system for a TV because I couldn't even get it to turn on because there's three remotes. And I know you guys out there, you're probably saying, oh, brother, but I couldn't figure out the remotes. There was three of them and I didn't know which one did what. I'm sure there's a life story in that, but I'm not going to go there today. So then I go into work today and we're having our staff meeting, and I actually asked for my whole staff meeting if it would be okay if we prayed. Now, I pray regularly in front of my company, but not normally before the staff group. And I just felt like, you know what? I need to do this because who's in charge really? It's not me. I'm not in charge. Yes, he's given us gifts, and we have a responsibility to take care of what's been put as our responsibility, such as a mother for her children. You're responsible, moms. You're responsible for your children. And dads, you're responsible for your family. Totally. You're responsible for the health, for the wealth, for the spiritual growth, for the unity of your family. And it starts there, doesn't it? It starts there. And that's a membership. And you are a member of a family. And you know what? We should all feel like we belong. And there's children out there that don't feel like they belong. And I feel so saddened by that. But in your family, you should feel like you belong. And if you're one of those that never felt like you belonged in your family, and you had to go outside the family to get another family, whether it's a Christian group or whatnot, and you felt like you needed that family unit outside the family, I'm saddened by that, but I'm also happy that you found some place where you could feel like you belong. That's not a negative. but a positive growth, spiritual growth place. You know, that's how gangs happen, isn't it? They've done studies to show that children get into gangs because they didn't have a strong fatherly influence. They just wanted to feel like they belonged, so they would even kill to be initiated into a group just so that they could belong to something that felt like a family. And isn't it sad that our society, that that's happening, but it's happening every day, every minute. Every person wants to belong. So if you're in a relationship where there is a lack of belonging, where you feel like there's emotional abuse, if there's physical abuse, get away from it. If there's emotional abuse, get help. Don't stay in an unhealthy situation. Am I saying get divorced? No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is no matter if you're a child, you're an adult, I can remember. This is the topic, remembering. I can remember when I was a child and my father was very verbally abusive. Never touched me. But sometimes those scars of emotional abuse is even worse than physical. And that emotional damage causes damage because it goes on to our adult life if we don't deal with things now. And when you're a child, it's difficult because you're assessing everything based on what you know. And you don't have enough to know what is okay and what's not. And until you understand who you are in Christ and you understand God's word over your life, it's difficult to know where the baseline is. And that's why the Bible and understanding God's word is so crucial to getting the healing that you need. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on everything you could possibly imagine. The social media is just getting out of this world right now, and it's crazy because it takes so much time and energy. But it is a way to connect. So if you're tuning in right now and you want more information, just go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go on there and check out what's there because there's so much information there that I want you to have. I want you to have it because why not? I'm here to help. The Lord's put me here to be a help. I want to give help where there's helplessness. I want to give hope where there's hopelessness. I want you to feel loved if you don't feel loved. I would love to give everybody a hug. I'm the biggest hugger ever. Anyway, Mother's Day, right? And I come into work and I get a letter from my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is just the most loving, non-judgmental, loving woman who has just been there. She's just one of those strong people. She went to church every day, Catholic, went to Mass every day until she got injured. And then she's struggling with cancer and she's cancer-free right now. She lost a lot of weight and she lost her hair and she still smiles and giggles and loves on everyone, even where she is, no matter where she is. She's such a witness to God's love. Anyway, she wrote me a little card and I'm getting emotional because, you know, those heartfelt things are just so special, aren't they? And taking the time to write a little card in this social time when texting and emailing and is just so prevalent, that a card coming in the mail just seems to be so non-normal anymore, if that's a word. It's just not the norm. It's just so much easier to text and to email. And I really encourage each one of you to pick up the phone and actually make a phone call instead of texting or emailing, because hearing the voice on the other end is just so special. And I'm the worst at this because I'm just so busy and I want to just get what I've got on my mind off my mind and done and on to the next thing. But when it comes to relationships, we need to take a breath and we need to take time. So I'm opening this little card for my mother-in-law that came to my office. She had to get my address to my office. And she wrote me a little card that's personal and just says that, you know, she loves me and that she's my second mom. Thanks, Mom. And she also put a little letter in here. And I'm going to read it to you because this is your letter, too. It's a love letter from Jesus. And this letter goes to all of you out there, whether you're a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother. It doesn't really matter because Jesus loves us all. And here's the letter. It says, "How are you? I just had to send you this letter to tell you how much I love you and care about you. I saw you yesterday as you were walking with your friends, and I waited all day hoping you would walk and talk with me also. As evening drew near, I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you. Then I waited, but you never came. Oh, yes, it hurt me, but I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you fall asleep last night, and I longed to touch your brow, so I spilled moonlight upon your pillow and your face. Again, I waited, wanting to rush down so we could talk. I have so many gifts for you. You awakened late this morning and rushed off for the day. My tears were in the rain. Today you look so sad and so alone. It makes my heart ache because I understand. My friends let me down and hurt me many times, but I love you. I try to tell you in the quiet green grass. I whisper it in the leaves and trees and breathe it in the color of the flowers. I shout it to you in the mountain streams and give the birds love songs to sing. I blanket you with warm sunshine and perfume the air. My love for you is deeper than the oceans and bigger than the biggest want or need you could ever have. We will spend eternity together in heaven. I know how hard it is on earth. I really know, because I was there, and I want to help you. My father wants to help you, too. He's that way, you know. Just call me, ask me, talk to me. It is your decision. I have chosen you, and because of this, I will wait. Why? Because I love you. Your friend, Jesus. Isn't that special? That's so special. So I want to get into a few scriptures because I want you to understand the scriptures that back up what I'm saying. And the Lord doesn't want us to be alone. He doesn't want us isolated. And sometimes in our pain, we tend to become quiet and not reach out for help. And in community and in belonging, to really understand what it feels like to belong, when you are vulnerable and transparent and you let your hurts be known, that's when you truly can understand the embracing of those that love you. And the Lord wants you to talk to Him, but He also puts people in our paths. And things don't happen by coincidence. It's just when the Lord decides to stay anonymous. That's what coincidence is. So when something happens, you're going, oh, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? No, God is amazing. And He orchestrates things to happen and He allows things to happen. And sometimes I don't understand those things. And sometimes they're painful. But there's still an outcome that happens. Like, for instance, my accident with my leg. The anniversary of my injury, if you're new, I was on a horse and I got thrown off a horse and I shattered my right leg. And I was remembered, I was reminded yesterday at church because there was a lady that was walking with a walker. And I was sitting waiting for my daughter before church. And I was watching this lady walk and I was thinking, what has caused her to be with this walker? Because not everybody gets the opportunity, if you could call it that, to have a walker. And I said to her, I said, wow, I'm very envious of your walker. She goes, why? She started smiling and giggling a little bit. And I said, because I had a walker, but mine didn't have brakes. And I had a walker and it didn't have a seat. So I would have to stand on one leg for a very long period of time, even at church, because I didn't have a seat to sit down on. So I admired her walker. I didn't want to get too comfortable because I knew it was temporary for me, and it's not temporary for everybody. It was temporary for me. I was bound and determined to get, you know, to where I could walk again. And even the surgeon said, I'm not sure, Sue. I'm not sure if you'll be able to walk. I'm not sure if you'll be able to dance because I'm a competitive dancer. And I said, I'm going to dance, and I'm going to walk. And I'm going to be whole. And every day for 2 years, people say, how's your leg going? Are you 100%? And now I say I'm 110 because I still have a metal plate and 10 pins in my leg. So I have more than everybody else out there. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. I know it doesn't ring the chimes in the security of the airport. It doesn't do that. But I have rebar. It's a, you know, rebar for my leg. But when I was thinking about all of this, I asked her, I said, what is causing you to be in that? And she said, I have Lyme disease. And I don't know what Lyme disease is. I know what I've read because of my background of being in the pest control industry. And Lyme disease comes from a tick. It's from a bug that bites you. I said, when did this happen? She goes, when I was little. So she's been in this, you know, situation since she was young because of a tick giving her a bite. So beware out there. But she's in this walker, and, you know, I remember that I couldn't even, like, take a cup of coffee because I needed both hands to hold the walker. So I couldn't take my coffee from the coffee pot to where I was going, and I don't know. It's a big deal because people don't realize just what an inconvenience it can be to have these things happen. During this time, I remembered before, and I remembered that, you know, before this accident, I was able to do all these things, and now since this happened, there was a healing process that had to happen, and it's something I couldn't rush. It had to take its time. It had to take its toll. And during that time, I wrote a book And the book's going to be coming out soon, and you can check that out on the SueFree, speltlikefries.com website. It's right now being printed, and it's going to be out soon. So you can go on there, and you can actually purchase it, and you can actually look at chapters to see what's there. There's scriptures on each chapter, and it's a story about my son being a chronic asthmatic and not being able to breathe, and the book is called Learning to Breathe. So if I hadn't got injured, I wouldn't have been able to write this book because I was too busy doing my business, Ecola, that I wouldn't have been able to do the book, and the book is something that needed to be done. So good came out of my injury. More good came because I had to take time to really assess my situation. And you know, the problems in our lives cause us to realize just how strong we are. Even our weakness, there's a strength that comes from our weakness. And you know, the Lord uses the least of these. He uses each one of us. And we don't have to be 100% fixed to be used by Christ. Isn't that wonderful? To know that we don't have to get all better to be used. We can be used right here, right now. That's very encouraging for me. I was at a dance event yesterday, and not yesterday, 2 days ago, and there was a lady that came up to me because I'm wondering, am I really making a difference in this world? Am I really doing anything worthwhile here? And asking myself these questions, and this lady came up, and she started talking to me, and she says, you know, listening to your show has given me the courage to step up and step out. I want to do more. I want to be more. And, you know, just listening to your show has given me the courage to just step out. And she took the scriptures of I Am's, and she's using those for her personally. But you know, that was such a gift that she gave me just by encouraging me and telling me those words. So, you know, each one of us has gifts to give to another person, and we just have to be open to be able to express this to people. So if there's something that you need to say or want to say to somebody, please don't hesitate to do that. You might not have another opportunity. You only have right here, right now, right? So just do it right here, right now. Pick up the phone, make a phone call. Do something that's going to bless someone. I have that on my voicemail. Bless someone each and every day. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for sponsoring this show. I'm so grateful. If you're listening and you want to advertise on this show, there's a shameless plug that if you want to advertise on the Sue Free Show, you know, give us a call and we can see if we can work that out and get you on the show. And if you want to be a guest on the show, if you feel you have something that would be worthwhile and whatnot, please get in contact with me so that we can put you on the air and you know, maybe your story could help others. We all have a story, don't we? And our stories do help other people. So many times during my life journey, I found that the pain that I've suffered in my life, that it's helped other people because I've been vulnerable and transparent. And, you know, just recently, here's one. I have a young lady who I just adore, and she was going through addiction issues, and she actually went into a facility, and I went and visited her at this facility. And I told her about some of the things in my childhood that she had no way of knowing because it's not something I broadcast. You know, we all have those life stories. Is that it's not like we're keeping a secret because secrets aren't healthy. They're not good. But it's not something you want to broadcast either. But if there's a need or you find a opportunity to share a part of your life that you're not proud of, but yet it's something where you've grown from and it's something that can help others because of your story, then, you know, you have that opportunity to share that with somebody. And that happened with me with this young lady. And I told her about my situation, and I told her that I was in a situation and that I felt very honored and blessed that I had the opportunity to focus on myself for a little while. And I got the help I needed. And now I'm there and I'm strong enough and I'm healed enough to where I can use those stories to help other people. And she leaned on those stories to stay where she was and to stay the course and get through those issues. And if I wouldn't have been forthright and upfront and vulnerable enough to share my story, she said that's what held her where she was seeing the fruit of going through the process and being where I am now. Not that I'm all, everything's just perfect. Does that ever happen except for when we're in heaven? I don't think so. But you know what? It's okay. We're getting through it and we've got God and the Lord, you know, guides our steps and heals us along the way. So if she wouldn't have heard the story, she might have not had the strength to endure and hang in there. And this story or this show is about that. It's about, you know what? It's okay. God can use anything that's going on and make it for his good. So with that, I just want to share some scriptures with you that I think are very helpful. We were talking about belonging and, you know, belonging to God's kingdom and belonging and having sisters and brothers in Christ is a wonderful, wonderful, healthy thing. Ephesians 2:19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 12:12. And what that's talking about is that, you know, there's many body parts in our body that he created. And he's saying that we all have our own purpose. You know, the thumb has a different purpose than our baby toe. And our heart has a different purpose than our liver. But they all are necessary in order for our body to function properly. And so don't feel that because you maybe are the baby finger or that you are the liver instead of the heart, that your function in the body is any less important, because we all are important to God and we're all special. I said that to my son yesterday and he goes, "We're not special." And I said, "Yes, you are, because you were created in his image and he had a specific purpose for you. So yes, you are special. And we are all special, but we have a choice, don't we, on whether we're going to use those gifts for God's good or we're going to ignore them and just do what we want to do and be a rebel. We have a choice, don't we? He gave that to us. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and we are talking about remember and membership. I always have a reword, and the reason that is the Lord kind of gave that to me when I was driving and I was thinking about the show. And if you think about all the rewords like rethink, renew, revive, they're all second chances. And our God is a God of second chances and third and fourth, isn't he? Psalm 42, as the deer pants, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. And that goes on. You can go to Psalm 42 and read that. I love that song, As the Deer Panteth for the Water. If you've never heard that song, it's just the most beautiful, beautiful song. Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. You know, when you're bitter and you're angry and you slander people, it's such a negative world. And you know what? Nothing good comes from it. But if we're kind to one another and tenderhearted, and if you forgive, there is such a blessing in all of that. And you know what? It does something internally to your own body. Physically, it does something to your body. 1 Corinthians 16, be on your guard, stand firm in faith, be courageous, be strong. Do everything in love. I'm just reading you scriptures that I've pulled out here that I want to read to you and share with you. Because you know what? Maybe we don't get in our Bible enough. And maybe this is what the scriptures that you get are the ones that I'm reading to you. And that's okay. I think it's good. 2 Corinthians 3. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand what that's saying right there? You know, we are who we are, And who we are when no one's looking is who we really are. And what this is saying right here is that, do you need a letter or people that are just saying, you know, you've changed my life or you've touched me in such a mighty way? Such confidence we have through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That is so amazing to me, because we are not capable of doing God's work without God. And we need to, you know, receive and request the Holy Spirit to kind of take over and guide us, because the Holy Spirit is there for us. And you know, when you get emotional, I found this to be true, is when you get emotional, it's when the Holy Spirit is present. Did you know that? Like in church, if you feel, you know, you're singing and you're worshiping to the Lord, and all of a sudden this wave comes over you and you just get emotional. And it's not like you had something to cry about, really. It's just something kind of just really takes over and you just get emotional and tears roll down your cheeks. Has that ever happened to you? That's the Holy Spirit touching you in such a mighty way. 1 Peter 5, to the elders and the flock, to the elders among you I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Part of being humble is receiving, you know, if somebody says something that you feel is truth, but it's painful, and you don't want to receive it, you kind of fight it, that's ego. I had that happen today, and I had to call myself out on it and to say, you know, okay, let your ego go. Okay, this isn't about you. This is about the business right now, and you don't have to take it personal. Let's just get through this and figure out the solution. But if you feel like your blood pressure is rising and you're feeling like you have to get on the defense, check yourself and see if your ego's there, if you're being prideful. Because if we just allow, if we say we're sorry for what we own and we learn from it and we move on, then we're in a much better place than if we fight it and say, like they say about, you know, you can point the finger one place, you know, to somebody else. You point the finger. If you just try that right now, there's three fingers pointing right back at you. One pointing out, three back at you. So always look at yourself first. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And here he's telling you what to do, isn't he? Humble yourselves, right? And cast all your anxiety. If you're anxious, cast it out on him, because he cares for you. Be anxious for nothing. And then he gives you another clue. He says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And after you have suffered a little while, I was talking about my leg, and there was a lot of suffering, because at first, you know, they had to put my leg back together again, and then I had to keep my leg propped up, and they gave me rat poison to keep my blood thin so that I wouldn't have a stroke, which was kind of ironic. They gave me rat poison so that my blood would be thin, and I'm thinking, wow, that's ironic, being the, you know, pest control business, and I'm taking a product that we use to get rid of rats. And I'm having to ingest this. And I'm like, whoa, this is really strange. But you know what? It was a necessity for a time, and it was kind of scary. They had to take my blood every day to make sure that I had the right amounts of this stuff in my system. So when I was going through that process of healing, which was a long process, and no matter how much I wanted to get up and walk, I couldn't. And I couldn't put weight on it, because it had to go through due process. It had to take time to heal. And if I did a parallel of that situation with your life or my life, but let's talk about you right now, is that healing takes time. And they had to go in and they had to cut me open, right? They had to cut me open. They had to realign my leg, my bones. They couldn't tell what was what, but they put it all together, and they put a metal plate in there, and then they stuck pins in there to hold me all together. And the parallel with that is that, you know, sometimes when we're hurting or we have issues, sometimes we have to cut ourselves open, or it feels like that. We have to cut our heart open. And, you know, sometimes the healing process, you have to get deeper and it hurts more before it hurts better. Does that make sense? And sometimes we have to dig deep and pull that root out. You know, there's a root in there. It's a spiritual root. And we have to get to the bottom of it. We have to get to the depths of it and pull it out completely out. And it's painful. This process can be painful because we have to remember and we have to assess and sometimes digress. And sometimes, you know, we take two steps forward and three steps back. But during this process, there is healing happening. You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. We're talking about remembering. We're talking about membership. And I'm talking about remembering about my injury, because I'm talking about the parallels of injury and how pain and healing. Sometimes you have to go through the pain for the gain, right? The pain has to be worth the gain. So we have to understand that when we go through this process of understanding what happened in our past, or understanding where we're at now and why we're here, and maybe there's a better way. And obviously God's way, the Bible, the scriptures, that is the true way. It's the true light. And so if there's a path other than that we're following, like unforgiveness or bitterness or anger, all of these things, they're symptoms. They're things that are happening because of something else. So we have to get to the root of that. It's like people that have emotional problems and they're taking pills to numb themselves. They're taking alcohol to not feel the pain anymore. We're treating the symptoms. We're not treating the issue. We're not getting to the down and dirty stuff. And sometimes it's a secret that we just don't want anybody to know. So we just numb the pain and nobody needs to know it. So we numb it and we just try to make it go away. But you know what? When the alcohol or the drugs wear off, guess what? It's still there. We're still looking at ourselves in the mirror, aren't we? So we need to really dive in. And we need the support structure. And that's where membership comes in. You have to be sure that the membership you want to be part of is really the membership you want to be part of. So you want to really pick and choose the place you want to have a membership to. I'm a member of Costco. I like being a member of Costco because there's a benefit for me, and it's a healthy benefit. I save a little money and I get high quality things most of the time. So it's good, but it's a different kind of membership. Okay. But to any membership, there is a sacrifice, right? I have to pay a membership fee. In membership of a Christian group or a family, the sacrifice is time, energy, understanding, seeking to understand more than to be understood. That's a big one. Seek to understand more than to be understood. And to serve one another means you put that other person before yourself. Isn't that the picture of love? The picture of love, the symbol of love, is to put that other person before yourself. So if you're not doing that, then are you really loving that person, or are you loving yourself? And we do have to love ourselves, and we shouldn't feel bad about that. I know for a long time I felt guilty if, you know, I was doing something for me. But, you know, Jesus went away. He went in the desert. Why? He needed rest. He needed to get away. You know, sabbatical. There's a gentleman, a pastor of a church, local church right now, and he's taking a sabbatical. Why? Because he needs to have rest. He needs to be refreshed. He needs to take time away so that he can come back and be better. People need to take vacations. Why? I need a vacation because it helps you regroup. It helps us come back and be refreshed so that we can not necessarily have a new set of eyes, but just to be refreshed. Our body is, you know, stronger, and we got the rest we needed so that we can come back and fight the good fight, right? So without digressing, I'm going to say this, is that if you are drinking, if you are medicating, if you are looking at pornography, if you are doing something that's counterproductive to being healthy, completely healthy, you know that you're doing it. You know that you're taking a drink in the middle of the day, or two or three or four, going through a bottle, and you open up the trash and there's multiple bottles in the trash can. You know if you've got a thing of pills and you're taking more than you should. Don't you? You know that. Okay? You know. God gave you a brain and you know. And you also know that you're feeling guilty about doing it because you know it's not really helping your problem, that when it wears off, you're still dealing with the same person. You're still dealing with that person, getting on the computer and looking at pornography. You know, down deep, you know that that's probably not the best thing for you to be doing. it's not the best thing for you to be doing, because you're taking away from probably a relationship that you should be focused on, even if it means your relationship with the Lord. Spend that time with the Lord. Get in His Word. Let His Word just immerse, you know, just flow through you. And He'll wash these things away so that you can be all you're supposed to be. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all, not some of your ways, in all your ways submit to Him. And you know what He says? He will make your path straight. It might not be the path that you think you want to go, but it is the straight one. It's the one that He wants you on. And isn't that better than what you could choose for yourself, is what He has for you? You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. There's a book called Jesus Calling, and it's probably one of the most popular books that I've seen so far. And my daughter just got a copy of this book, and I'm so glad she did, because I read this every day, and I'm going to read to you from it now. Learn to relate to others through my love rather than yours. Your human love is ever so limited, full of flaws and manipulation. My loving presence, which always enfolds you, is available to bless others as well as you. Instead of trying harder to help people through your own paltry supplies, become aware of my unlimited supply, which is accessible to you continually. Let my love envelope your outreach to other people. I love that. Many of my precious children have fallen prey to burnout. A better description of their condition might be drain out. Countless interactions with needy people have drained them without their conscious awareness. You are among these weary ones who are like wounded soldiers needing R&R. Take time to rest in the love light of my presence. I will gradually restore to you the energy that you have lost over the years. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and you will find rest for your souls. And here's the next day, because I want to read that too. It says, thank me in the midst of the crucible. When things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities, especially look for areas where you need to get let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate your life events as I choose? Or are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I am leading you in another direction, you defy your desires. Be on the lookout for what I am doing in your life. Worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances. Isn't that so wonderful? And it's right along the lines of what I was saying about He'll make your path straight, and it might not be the path that you think you should go on, but He's got the better plan. I guarantee you 100%. He's got the better plan. I really would like to hear from you. Those of you that I've touched, I really would love to hear from you. We all need encouragement, don't we? And I want to hear from you. When people come to me and they say, oh, I listen to your show and this and that, and I get some wonderful things, and I thank you. You know, there's been numerous people that come to me and tell me things. And I always ask this question. I'll say, what do you want to hear? What are the things that are pressing you right now? And one person said to me, she called me, she's a customer, and she says, I listen to your show. I have my phone or my personal cell phone number on my email that goes out to all customers, that if they don't get a call within 24 hours, they can call this number. And it's my personal cell phone, because I want to know that every single customer at Ecola is being handled properly. And the only way I'm going to know that is to make my employees accountable, that if somebody calls or emails and they don't get a response, that I'm told. And then I walk my cell phone to the person that's handling that department, and I'll say, here's a customer that we didn't get a call back, and I want to make sure that they're handled. So during this conversation, I asked her, I said, what would you like to hear about? And she goes, how to be a good friend and how to know when you've got one. And you know what? In one of the next shows, I'm going to be talking about that. So if you have information or you have something you'd like to share or add to the show, I have never asked for this, but I would really like to hear what you feel a friendship needs. What do you need to be a friend and to have a friend? How do you know when you've got a good one? I kind of know the answers to this, and being a good friend would probably go along the same lines, but I'd like to hear from you, because this lady says, you know what? I don't have healthy boundaries. I don't have healthy boundaries, so I have a person who doesn't respect me, just doesn't respect me, and she talks down to me and embarrasses me in public. And I'm not sure how to handle it, but I've allowed it. And we get what we allow, don't we? So you've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I'm looking forward to next week talking with you again. And I'm going to be having a live show, and I would love to have you guys call in and talk to me when we have a live show. I'm going to do one live show each month. And I never know what week it's going to be because I travel and I do other things. And so I never know when it's going to be. So I know I'm going to have a live show. I think it's the last weekend of this month. So stay tuned to that. Okay. And we are syndicated, which is really exciting. I go from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And with the internet now, I go all over the world. And I think it's so exciting. So please be a part of this show. You know, don't just be a on the sidelines listening. Be part. You know, give me some information so that I can be part. You can be part of the show. Okay. Thanks so much, and until next week, God bless you and make yourself a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.